They're known as some of the original recyclers. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association is a sponsor of the Business News Hour. With members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, delivering ag parts to farmers and ranchers. NTPDA.com.
Welcome back to Inside on Business. Gratefully, you're listening to us from wherever on the planet you happen to be. With me is CJ Brown. She is an accomplished artist whose works have been featured in a documentary at the Smithsonian Institute. She's also a famed writer. She writes books as well. No end to the talents of CJ Brown. CJ, welcome to the Business News Hour. Grateful to have you here.
Thank you.
So tell me, you went to school in Decorah at Luther,
yes.
Got an art degree.
Mm-hmm.
So talk to me about your history on the farm and why you love to paint critters.
Well, I grew up on an Angus farm, and growing up in the rural area, in a rural community, it instilled the passion and the interest that I have in that lifestyle, and it's something that's diminishing today, and so I guess I like to put it down on paper so that we can remember it. I kind of consider my work to be a historical document, having studied history, and so much of it is vanishing, and so I guess that's one of the reasons why I like to paint what I paint.
One of the things that surprised me, we were just doing a series of interviews at the National Cattlemen's Beef Association annual meeting in Orlando, and one of the stunning things that I learned there is that only 2% of Americans are currently active bringing food to the table. They're engaged in production agriculture someplace. That means 98% are not. 100 years ago, 25% of the population was active in agriculture. We are so far removed from the farm, and you're absolutely correct. This is a historical document. You're recalling and telling a story, yes?
That I am. And I was at that NCBA convention. And the thing that I see is how there's such a disconnect between the rural lifestyle and the urban lifestyle. And there's so much misinformation out there. And that's one of the reasons why I like to support NCBA, and I support their PAC auction, because we really need that support, and that's our voice in Washington right now. And I went to the PAC auction where I donated a piece, but I was astounded at all of the people in Washington, D.C. that are so misinformed about what goes on in agriculture, Democrat or Republican. It was just mind-numbing. It was.
Well, we are so far removed. I mean, the milk comes from the grocery store, CJ.
Right.
You know, I mean, it doesn't come from the farm.
Right.
And beef comes from the grocery store.
Right.
You know, but there's a growing trend, which I think is absolutely fabulous, about ranch to restaurant and farm to table that's going on. Would you agree?
I do agree. And I think we really need to spend a lot of time and money informing the public as to what's going on. If you really knew what was in that fake meat, you would not eat it. Believe me.
So let's talk about your artwork. These are some beautiful pieces that are in your booth here at the Iowa Cattlemen's Beef Expo. And I'm just captivated by the artistic ability that you bring out. I mean, beautiful pieces of work. We're going to get a picture with you in some of these things as well. How do you do this? I mean, I'm always so impressed with people who are so talented.
Well, I actually consider myself a livestock illustrator. But what I do is, first I do I study the animal, and one of the advantages that I have, having grown up on a farm, and also I raise cattle myself, I know what the conformation and the phenotype is supposed to look like on an animal. I know what the breeder wants to see in the animal, which I paint. You need to have the hooks and the pins and the stifle and everything in the right place, and if you don't understand that, you're not going to be able to paint a good animal. So, and I always try to maybe make the animal a little bit better than what it really is when I paint it. But I do a good drawing of it, and then from there I paint the animal, and I work in watercolor. And I work with very tiny brushes. Like, detail is one of my characteristics in my work, which I do. Every piece of grass is just layered on the piece. And I treat watercolor very differently than what most painters do. It's tight, but that's because I'm trying to get all the detail exactly correct on the piece.
When you paint these beautiful renderings of animals, I was going to ask you what medium, and you've already said watercolor. That's a much more difficult medium, isn't it, than oil?
It is. You have to have a lot of control. And I work with, like, little tiny brushes. And so, like I said, it takes a lot of control and a good eye.
How long does it take for you to do an average portrait?
Anywhere from a couple weeks to a month. Now, I was snowed in a few weeks ago, and I did a piece in a week, but I had no interruptions or anything. One of my probably monumental pieces is a mural which I did for a steakhouse in Denver, 801 Chop House, and it's downtown. And I had a month to do a 4-foot by 6-foot piece. And I did the show ring at the National Western. And that piece, it hangs as you come in. But that piece, I think the last 48 hours, I didn't even sleep because I was under a deadline to get it done.
Talk to me about the books that you've done as well. Multi-talented person is C.J. Brown.
Well, thank you. I've always considered myself to be a fairly decent writer, too. I toyed between journalism or art back when I went to college, and the art kind of took over. But a few years back, I was going to do a book for a breed association, and I was going to do a whole line of books for them. But the deal fell through, which in the end was the best thing that could have happened to me, because I thought, well, there's no reason why I can't do it myself. So I did A is for Angus. That was the first one. And it was followed by 7 more. And I recently came out with a coloring book. But I'm very proud of my books because the quality of them is outstanding. I have a small bindery in central Illinois who does the printing and the binding of it. And I wanted to do a book that would last through the ages, that could be passed down from one generation to the next. And the quality is just outstanding with the way they have put it together. And so I am having so much fun. I've got series which are in the works, and I kind of want to be the Beatrix Potter of the livestock world.
Her name is C.J. Brown, ladies and gentlemen. She is an artist, a writer, and just an extremely talented woman. That you can see her work from Denver to, where's the other?
At NCBA, I go all over, from Denver to the east, I guess.
Wherever there is great art that features cattle, critters, you're going to find C.J. Brown. C.J., thank you so very much for spending time with us, and congratulations on your work. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you for choosing to interview me today.
That, once again, is the voice of a very talented woman, C.J. Brown. And yes, we will have links to her website up on the radio blog. Good stuff. I mean, really, seriously, good stuff. You got to look. You can learn more by going to her website, and yes, we'll even have that logged up on the radio blog. Well, that's a wrap for today. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for C.J. Brown, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe. Be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.